And now, Ben Bailey.
What do you know about the Holy Spirit? There is so much mass confusion in the religious world about the Holy Spirit that some people think it's nothing but a warm, fuzzy feeling, while others completely ignore it. There are those who claim that the Holy Spirit moves them to do everything they do, that He's still working miracles through them today, that the Spirit is inspiring them to have or giving them new revelation. What's the truth in all this? What does the Bible say about the nature and the person and the work of the Holy Spirit? First of all, we need to understand that the Holy Spirit is a person just like God the Father, just like Jesus Christ the Son. He is a person. He's part of the Godhead. Let me illustrate. 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 and 2 says, "The Spirit expressly says, in latter times some will depart from the faith." The Spirit spoke and told Paul that some were going to fall away from the faith. The Spirit not only speaks, but the Spirit feels. Ephesians 4, verse 30 tells us we can grieve the Spirit of God. He has feelings. He has emotion. He has that state of being, as do God the Father and as does Jesus the Son. We also know the Holy Spirit is a masculine person. He's not some inanimate it, but it is He. John 16:13, Jesus said, "When He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He'll guide you into all truth." And so He's a person. He's a masculine part of the Godhead. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14 teaches us there are three in the Godhead: God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Spirit of truth. Even back to the beginning of time, we see this. Genesis 1, verse 2 says the Spirit of God was hovering upon the face of the deep. And so as we think about the Holy Spirit, as we think about His work, as we think about His person, let's understand He is a person. He's a masculine part of the Godhead. What about the idea of the Holy Spirit communicating? Many people believe the Holy Spirit communicates through nudges or through hunches or through intuition, through some inner leading. You know, this is a really highly subjective and feeling-based idea. And friend, it's just not biblical. How does the Holy Spirit communicate? The only way communication is possible through human beings, and that is by words. The Holy Spirit communicated in the first century by the medium of words, which we use in our communication. 2 Samuel 23:2, David said, "His word was on my tongue." 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, Paul says, "The Spirit expressly says, some will depart from the faith." Revelation 2, verse 11, we have the words of the Spirit through Jesus revealed to John. So as we think about how the Spirit communicates, He's not going to nudge you. He's not going to give you some inner leading or some feeling or some emotion-based idea. The Spirit communicates with us today through the Word of God. So we know His person. We know how He communicates, but what is His function in salvation? Friend, the function of the Holy Spirit in salvation was the revelation of the Word of God. For example, Revelation 2, verse 11, the Lord dictated to John what to write. John wrote down what the Lord told him. And notice what the Lord told John was called what the Holy Spirit says. Thus, the Holy Spirit's work was the revelation of the Father and the Son so that we could have the hope of salvation. The Holy Spirit has never, in and of Himself, originated any new truth. That was the job of the Father and the Son. His job, the Holy Spirit's job in Scripture, was to reveal what God wanted us to know. John 16:13 tells us the function of the Holy Spirit. When He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He'll guide you into all truth. Jesus said He'll not speak on His own authority. Whatever He's told, that's what He'll say. And so, yes, He's a part of the Godhead. He has equal divinity with God and the Father and the Son. But His purpose in salvation was to bring us the Word. Friend, rather than put your faith in a feeling, rather than put your faith in what someone is talking about concerning miracles or things of that nature, put your faith in what the Holy Spirit gave us. That is the Word of God. The Bible says you can know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth about the Holy Spirit is He gave us His Word. He wants us to follow it, and the only way we can please Him is to do what He's taught us in the Scripture. Is your life being lived in line with the Holy Spirit's teaching? Have you obeyed what was inspired by the Holy Spirit? Have you obeyed the Word of God? If not, my friend, you've not yet pleased the Holy Spirit, but you can do so by trusting His message for salvation. Our hope and prayer for you today is that you'll not get caught up in all the emotionalism and all the miraculous that so many claim the Holy Spirit's still doing, but rather trust His Word for salvation. That's where the real faith and the hope comes. And so today, let's understand that the Holy Spirit inspired the Word and that we can have salvation by the Holy Spirit's will.